Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating and ask for report on Tanya Williams, date of birth 10/29/1975, date of procedure May 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is... Dr. Edwin Roberts. Did the most pretty much procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, chemical snare polypectomy, chemical hot snare polypectomy, and hemoclip times one. Indication is diarrhea, flatulence, dysphagia, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure from pain period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as monitoring throughout the patient. Patient's breath and mask, feet placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced indirect lesion to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex is obtained in the cardiac air resection from the stomach for a duodenoscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced indirect lesion to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin or fistulizical valve and complex of the Foltz period. The terminal limb was intubated in a value period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the lysical valve, the cynical and hepatic flexor transit colon, spinal flexor, deep cynical and sigmoid colon on the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was created as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient had a procedure while without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of metastasia. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bipolar. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of metastasia. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There were seven gastric polyps removed with a combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Five were removed with cold snare polypectomy and two were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next one. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum come the last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7, 2-3-2, overall good prep, requiring some lavage infection to reveal the entirety of the underlying mucosa. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon, randomly for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line. There were two diminutive cecal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, in the hepatic flexure area, there were two subtle areas of irregularity to the mucosa. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was approximately 2 centimeters in size and removed piecemeal with hot snare polypectomy. A hemoclip was deployed with good hemostasis achieved. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 7 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectosigmoid sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy that was diminutive in size. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation of the hepatic flexure. 2 centimeter polyp removed with piecemeal polypectomy. Next line. Given the patent esophagus with symptoms of dysphagia would recommend? Barium esophagram plus minus manometry for further evaluation. Next line. Contralt gas XTID. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.